In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, the guys are joined by reoccurring guests Hadrian and Gabe to discuss the business of touching, from the various types of massages experienced to the reality versus fantasy of happy endings. Which of us has been touched the way we want? Put your hands where you want, because COL 308 starts now. Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, episode number 308 is another one of our LTASs, and of course with me is, as ever, is Gary.
Hello!
And with us we have our favorite co-hosts. I do put that plurally. We've got Hadrian.
Hello.
And Gabe.
Hello, everybody.
And today we're talking about another Let's Talk About Sex. But first, what's been going on? Not much for me. It's been work. Did get up to Black Hand, and my team got Black Hand down yesterday. I just wasn't there because I was taking the week off. But that's just me. Maybe next week I'll join. Gary, what you been up to?
Wait, before I talk about what I've been up to, did you just explain about WoW and that you took a week off?
Yes. I took a week off from raiding. Not WoW altogether.
Raiding, okay. Just the raiding part.
Just the raiding part.
Okay. This is a slightly surprised face. I'm like, wait, what? Like, okay.
But I did get to you know, try to occupy my time. I actually ended up finding a new show on Netflix called, well, not quite new, but Voltron Force, which is a newer version of the old Voltron.
Really? Is it any good?
I like it. I think it's cool. And they keep the whole formation of Voltron and the whole, like, where he goes to rawr, rawr, foot rawr, foot rawr thing intact. So, yeah, I think they did a pretty good job of keeping elements of the original in with this one. So it's been fun. I've still been watching it, and I'm thinking of busting out my Voltron DVDs if it's not on Netflix and watching the original. So, Gary?
My life is obsessively about the Bear Run that is coming up. By the time we actually post this as an audio cast, it'll already be underway / over. So, my waking hours are a lot. My sleeping hours are few. And a lot of it is planning and organizing and putting stuff together. So, that's pretty much it. In fact, I was up till, 4 o'clock in the morning, Friday morning. Got about 4 hours sleep. Worked and then did other stuff. And my mom was like, "You look really tired." Like, I pick her up to take her to go to an appointment, and it's about 3 p.m. And I was like, "Well, there's a reason," because I was up till 4 a.m. And she's like, you know, and she gives you that parental, like, "Oh, Gary." And I was like, "What?" I'm like, I'm a 40-something adult. I can do what I want. Like, you know, and I told her, it's just getting me ready for the weekend. I'm not going to get much sleep. So, you know.
So, are you watching anything on Hulu or Netflix?
Am I?
Yeah.
I am trying desperately to keep up on my shows. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. just kicked up again. Bones just started up again. Our Agent Carter finished.
Finished a while ago.
About
three episodes into the new half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, I'm busy, so, like, I'm trying to...
Oh, you just finished.
Agent Carter replaced Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and then when Agent came back, it went off.
Right, and okay. I think I've only seen 2 Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. so far.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm sure there's been 3.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, and I'm a Once Upon a Time fan, so, you know, that's mid-season back, and Yeah, it's a. And then I'm behind on the Comedy Central stuff, you know, and I finished looking on HBO, and I'm actually disappointed to hear that HBO did not pick it up for a third season, but apparently they're going to do some movie as a closure to bring all the storylines together somehow. So apparently Daniel Franzese gets to continue on in the role of Eddie in the movie, and I don't know, like, there's a petition, people are angry, and I'm like, and what makes me laugh about it is, like, there's, that show is so, I don't know, it created, like, polar positions. Some people love the show, and other people have nothing but, like, shit to complain about it. And I'm like, listen, you're never going to find a show that actually represents gay male culture, period. It's impossible. And second of all, HBO is a business. It's all about money. So if you don't like the fact that they discontinued it, it's because it wasn't profitable for them. Ta-da! That's how simple it is. So, it's not a documentary series, kids, you know, where it's all about showing real life. It's fiction. So.
And don't forget, you've also been busy weekly doing a show, staying on time.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other thing. So, David and I, for Gabe and Adrian, if they're not aware, Damon and I are actually doing one podcast every single week, which is like two podcasts a week, for COL, and it's about RuPaul's Drag Race Season 7, and we do a recap show talking about that week's episode.
And then hankering on me to get the show up.
Yeah, so basically, David and I do all the work except for sending Jeff the information. He makes the teaser intro and, like, does a little producing.
I do not do the teaser intro. That's, who is it? Shanika Dupree right now? I don't know.
Oh, okay. Somebody does the teaser.
Maybe her name changes each week.
So I need to go to the Cubs Out Loud webpage to see this.
Oh, yeah, if you subscribe to the feed, you should be getting it every week, too.
Yeah, it comes in like just like the rest of the stuff on the RSS feed and your podcast stuff, but it is on the website. It is in through iTunes and the rest of it. It's not broken out. It's just a sub-series. So. Mm-hmm. But yeah, every single week, Damon and I, we're doing it on a Google Hangout, and then I extract the video, pull out the audio, and do a little edit, because when we record live like this, there are sound clips, and they don't sound as clear, so I kind of dub those over and we go from there. But yeah, so that's a whole other thing that I've been busy doing. But enough about me. Hey, Adrian, what have you been doing, Mr. I decided to take a break from the internet?
I'm still taking a break. I pop up occasionally, and I wreak havoc, and then I disappear. It works out a lot better for me. It gives me more time to pay attention to all the other little projects I got going on. I'm back on Tumblr a little bit more because there's a lot of penis there to be seen. I'm on Facebook like once a week, and I'm on Twitter a lot. And Twitter's been a lot of fun. I've discovered that there's lines of defense as things happen in the world, and the first line of defense that things happen on is Twitter. And then it filters over into the Facebook, and then it filters into the Tumblr. So, like, right now the big thing on Twitter is the boycott in Indiana, which hit Facebook like 2 days later. I'm like, you guys are so late to this party. And then Tumblr's now, there's like a few memes about it on Tumblr. I'm like, okay, I've seen all these on Twitter already, so there we go. I feel more connected to the world on Twitter than ever.
But the question is,
yeah, I'm now in the heart of it.
Okay, so my question is, on Tumblr, since it's catching on to the boycott, are we seeing a meme that penises are leaving Indiana because of what happened?
I haven't seen that yet, no. I have seen a picture. I did see a piece of art of their governor bottoming for a bunch of conservatives. So, yeah. It was like semi-political cartoonish.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
Life is pretty busy right now for me. I've got a lot of work going on. We just got back from TBRU, which was fantastic, which, as you mentioned him, Daniel Franzese was there.
Did you get to do the meet and greet?
No, I didn't get to do the meet and greet. He and I were, like, across the room from each other, like, looking at each other, like, I'm a bigger star than you, and I'm not going to approach you. You should approach me. And I'm like looking at his IMDb. I'm like, you've been in 8 movies. I've been in 23. So you need to come over here. No, that did not happen.
How many viewers of each of those movies, though? How much did Danny get paid for those?
I did see him briefly, and that was it. I mean, he was already done with his meet and greet. I was doing something else, someone else, I don't know. And I happened to see him. I walked past him for a moment. I noted he had really cool shoes on, and that was it. I was trying to get Bailey because I was hungry. And that was it. We kind of made eye contact for a brief second and kind of nodded and moved on our way, and that was it. I didn't get a chance. I was hoping for more opportunity, but the weekend went by very, very quickly.
Well, maybe Danny V is actually jacks off to you on occasion.
That would be super flattering.
So maybe of course, I saw the secret you're him a star to him.
I saw his semi-nude scene in Looking as well, which I'm not sure if that's him. Because that looked like the Hodor penis. Remember how that was fake? Mm-hmm. It looked like the Hodor penis. I'm not sure if it was really him or not.
This is the funny thing to me, Hadrian. You're talking about the IMDb, so you're like looking on your phone, and you're talking about like the number of movies you've done versus him. And I'm like, oh, is this like the Hollywood version of who has the bigger penis? Because technically, we have now seen both of your penises on film. Now, whether or not his had a prosthetic has not been revealed, and that's the thing that cracks me up, because all these people are like, oh my god, Danny Francis has a big dick, and I'm like,
I don't know about that.
That hasn't been confirmed. He does have a boyfriend, and so, yeah, that's, and his boyfriend is, by physical description, not technically a bear, by most standards, so I think that that's, you know, something that remains to perhaps be found out. I'm intrigued if there's going to be some scandal, like TMZ or somebody's going to dig up a, you know, video or who knows.
Well, next time I see him, I'll be sure to ask him if we can whip him out and compare. So,
all right, just for put him dick to dick, just to clear up any kind of discussion that's being held via the internet, or you know, just to clarify for Cubs Out Loud, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you just we'll settle the argument.
He just happened to take a picture real quick of the two of them side by side, and you send it anonymously. I mean, you know.
It's not going to go anywhere onto the internet. Maybe the Cubs Out Loud Tumblr feed. I don't know.
And Daniel, if you're listening to this episode, we're just kidding. We wouldn't really do that. We'd love to have you on.
No, we would totally do that. Well, maybe not the Tumblr part, but take the picture and just send it between the group of us. That's it. Yeah.
And of course, apparently, according to Hadrian, if it's not tweeted, then it's not going to be news.
Yes, that's correct. If it's not on Twitter, then it didn't happen.
Nice.
See, we won't tweet the pitch. We'll picture. We will just tweet. Just saw a picture, and this is what the case is. So.
I was going to put @TMZ in the. In the tweet. Go ahead and get it over with.
Not at COL?
Yes. Nice. @TMZ, COL.
Be on there.
The other big news out of my life right now is that we're moving to San Diego. It is official in stone with the date of July 1st. So I'll be getting up much, much earlier to do these things in the future.
Yay.
This is one of the reasons why we do it around noon central time, which means that the earliest would be 10 Pacific time. But Central Time is the only time zone that matters anyways.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because that's where the producer...
Where were you at 10 a.m., Jeffrey?
I think I was in bed.
Balls deep in somebody?
But it's okay that Hadrian has to get up at 10 on Sunday.
Yeah, well, I had already gotten up at like 8.
Mm-hmm. Had you some daddy bear penis. Or daddy bear butt.
Hadrian, I will say this. I am very happy for you and Bailey and ecstatic that you're moving back to the SD. It gives me two more people that I would love to go visit my next time around there. However, you're not going to be in Orlando, which is kind of disappointing because, you know.
Tidal
you're
like wave.
You're bitch, kind of like an amusement park Orlando. Right there.
I'm not Orlando. That is not where I want to die.
That, I understand.
So I love Orlando. I'm so happy I've met Bailey and I've moved here and he's gotten through college. We got our first jobs. I got a good job that lets me transfer. Life is good. I'm ready to GTFOFL.
Well, Florida is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they provide so much entertainment between the morning stream and wait, don't tell me. So.
Florida has its own Twitter feed. It's called Florida Man and Florida Woman because all of the things say, Florida Man smokes meth and has sex with 15 donkeys. Florida Woman.
Florida Man. What's his
power? They always go with smokes meth and then does something stupid. Smokes meth and smokes a pound of sugar. You know, stupid stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, I have to admit, the
like morning some sort of stupid show I listen to.
And that's all that's going on in life. I'm good.
Oh, good Lord. What about you, Gabe? What's going on with your life?
Well, congratulations on your move, Hadrian. That's great. Let's see. Next weekend is my first anniversary with Matt.
Yay!
Congrats.
And let's see. Work has been really, really busy because I want to get time off to go to this bear run in Pennsylvania. And I have been power watching on Hulu. We've been watching Grimm and all the old seasons, and then MasterChef Junior. And there's the 8-year-olds are the ones that really piss me off because it's like I couldn't do any of that stuff, and they're 8 years old. Come on. So the other problem with watching MasterChef Junior, though, is Matt wants to have kids, and so this reinforces for him the cute factor.
Doesn't enforce the poopy changing diapers temper tantrum factor.
Right. I have pictures on my on the phone that I send him regularly of nightmares children. So.
Wow.
And anytime I get they're so cute, I'm like, yes, and here's a poopy diaper. And,
oh, God.
And, oh, here's a kid crying, screaming in the child seat in the back of a car. So, no kids. I don't want that.
Wow.
But otherwise, it's been, this is one of the first weekends I've had off since the middle of January. I was I've been traveling and interpreting and going to leather events, and every weekend been at a fundraiser of some kind, dressed in some crazy costume. So I'm happy to be at home this weekend, and I have Monday off.
Yay!
Awesome.
Enough time to find an anniversary gift for Matt. the first year's. Oh, sorry. I didn't hear you, Hadrian.
Did I catch that? It's the first year anniversary?
Yes, which is, I think, paper, right?
Yes, that's paper.
So I was thinking of printing out a whole bunch of pictures and then bringing one of those strings that you buy at IKEA and just putting clips and hanging that, because we don't have a lot of stuff in as far as decoration in the bedroom. So I think it'd be kind of nice to have pictures of us and each other hanging around. I think it would be kind of cute. That or make a... You could also do what?
Borrow a baby.
No. You're so cute.
Puppies are good substitutes.
Yeah, and, our cat is crazy, so puppy might not be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get out of their poopy phase much quicker than babies.
Right. Although the chewing thing keeps on and on.
Isn't that right, Sonnet?
Wow.
But that's what's happening.
Cool.
Okay. Anyways.
Now everybody else is watching shows. Oh, there she is. Does anyone here watch Steven Universe at all? You guys don't know what Steven Universe is, do you?
No.
I've heard of this.
Okay, none of y'all are that old, so you all should be watching the show. You all watch this other stuff. We got RuPaul, we got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Once Upon a Time. Y'all are watching all kinds of shows, and Baby Chef, whatever it is. Y'all need to watch Steven Universe. It is quite possibly the best show on television, so that's my shameless plug.
Steve and the Universe?
Steve in, like Steven, like a name, Steven. And then his last name is Universe.
So it's S-T-E-P-H-E-N?
S-T-E-V-E-N.
Okay, S-T-E-V-E-N.
It's on Cartoon Network. You can watch it on a bunch of other places. I recommend buying it from like Google Play or iTunes or whatever you work for.
Oh, and, sure.
And if you want to watch it shamelessly, you can see it on a million tube sites that have the shows up. But highly recommended. It is definitely full of some good emotion. It's only a 10-minute show, so, and they get a lot done. They probably get more plot-wise done in 10 minutes of a show than Once Upon a Time gets done in like 3 or 4 episodes.
Wow.
Well, that was Once Upon a Time, but I'm tired of Regina having her crises of, oh, I'm a bad guy this episode. Oh, I've had a change of heart. I'm a good guy this episode. And back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Hadrian, you know that's the drama for the main portion of society. Yeah. They need that push and pull. And you and I are like, bitch, pick a side, stick with it, let's move on.
Yeah. You know, I don't watch Once Upon a Time anymore. What I do is I download the whole season, and then I play it in double time. So that I can get through everything a whole lot quicker. Listening to them all in chipmunk voices is so much better than listening to Regina fight with herself for another freaking episode.
Maybe that's the only way I can watch Naruto, is to download it all and watch it in double or triple time.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Just load it up in VLC, set it to double time, and watch.
Believe it. No, wait.
Wow.
Oh, my boyfriend would kill you if he heard you say that. He watches them in Japanese with the dub, of course.
Wait a minute. He watches them with the dub or the sub?
Sorry, with the sub. Sorry, you're right.
Yeah. Well, you can't do that in double time because, damn. Catching up on the reading.
That's like me and Super Sentai. I watch fans of those Super Sentai instead of Power Rangers. And I'm having a hard time. One, I've been having a really hard time even watching the current season of Power Rangers because it's like gated on nick.com, and I kind of want to watch it on my TV, and they couldn't get a thing for Hulu, so I can't watch it on there, but I could watch Super Megaforce on there. In any case, Kyuranger, which is the equivalent of Dino Charge, is so much better than so far.
And did you see the Super Dark Power Rangers, the parody that came out a few weeks ago?
Oh, yeah, which is kind of like the an aftermath where with Jason Vanderbeek. By the way, Jason Vanderbeek in that was awesome.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I liked Starbuck from Battlestar was in it. I can't remember her name right now.
Oh, yeah, she played
Pink Ranger, Kimberly.
Oh, the kind reboot.
Yes and no.
Yes. No spoilers. But yeah, it was really good. If you haven't seen it, it was super funny. It kind of makes fun of the whole everything has to go dark and gritty and everything has to be modernized. It was kind of making fun of that process. Apparently Saban Entertainment was not amused.
Saban. But yeah. Yeah, well, I think they eventually kind of took it. I think they originally did not have the disclaimer in the front saying this has absolutely nothing to do with Saban Entertainment. We're doing this as fans of the show, and that, you know, I can still see things going, you know, like a darker version of Power Rangers, but not exactly like how they did.
So. Yeah.
Just like more Batman-esque, if anything.
Yeah, I liked the original, the first movie. The Power Rangers movie, was it circa 93, 94, something like
yes, that? Yes, I have that on DVD.
That was a fantastic movie, and they managed to cut the cheese out and increase the production value. It was they did a really good job with that. I don't know. I always loved it. Mm. And the soundtrack was amazing.
But apparently those costumes were pretty heavy. The armor. Anyways, that's beside the point. We're going off track here.
Way off track. Sorry. My fault.
Where are we? We're getting into... over Facebook, we have some feedback. Gary, what do we got?
We have 2 new likes. One from Joey Chipola, and another one from Mark Hare King. Hey, Mark. I haven't seen him in a while. He lives in Wisconsin.
Hare King? Like your hair, for example, Hare King?
No. H-A-R-E, like as in a rabbit.
A rabbit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. Those are our new likes.
Did we get a link to this after this broadcast so I can post it?
Yeah, we do. Hold on. It should be up on the Cubs Out Loud YouTube page. For some reason, the thing's not letting me copy. Paste. There we go.
Cool. Sorry. I could have gotten myself.
But yeah, if you go to whenever we're live, if you just go to youtube.com/cubsoutloud, you should be able to see the live show saying, live now! And you can watch us. And for some reason, we're subscribed to Blizzard Watch, but that's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I was starting to subscribe on my own channel for myself, and I forgot to realize I was on the Cubs Out Loud feed.
That's okay. The same thing happens to me. I'm on, and then I don't realize technically my YouTube profile is Drenched Fur and not me. So now, like, sometimes when I go in, there's all this stuff about drag under the Drenched Fur thing. Like, it's suggesting, and I'm like, oh, shit, because, you know, Google algorithms. Anyways.
Moving on, before we get into our main topic, we've got a new Urban Dictionary word of the week. I don't really have a sounder for that because the sounder that I had was kind of quiet.
That's okay.
Maybe I'm confused. The link you put in is for Cards Against Humanity with Will Wheaton?
Don't.
Oh, my God.
With Aisha Tyler as well? I'm not sure what's going on here.
All right.
I guess there were worse things you could have posted in the link, but...
That's it. There we go.
Even Stoddard was embarrassed. She said
by the way, that's called spoilers, actually.
Spoilers.
That link should work.
There we go.
All right. So, yeah, we got a Q&A system up. I don't see any questions. But the one viewer that we have, if you have any questions, you should be able to ask. I'm not exactly sure how it works, honestly. Never been there. But, hey, we've had people do it in the past, so it should be relatively obvious. Moving on. Urban Dictionary Word of the Week. Gary, what do we got?
Okay, so we have a word that I've been hearing more and more in, like, people using it in podcasts and pop culture and stuff, and I got so annoyed I had to go look up the dictionary or the terminology, what it means. But here's the thing is, I think it's a word that's going to come and go, like it's going to be a fad, so I'm not overly concerned about it. But if you've heard anyone say the word fleek, and I'll spell it for you, it's F-L-E-E-K. I have no idea where it came from, but it means on point. In other words, that you are spot on about something. So you'll hear people say things like, oh my God, that was so fleek. And you're like, what? And the first couple times I heard it, I was like, are they saying fleet? Like, as an enema?
Oh God.
I was like, I don't understand what is happening.
That is so colon cleansing.
I had never understood it. And I've heard it a bunch, like in the gay male community, crossover drag community. And then I was watching a podcast, and there was a girl and her, well, it's Jenna Marbles, and Julie and her boyfriend / fiance are on. And they kept saying fleek through the whole episode. And I was like, okay, like, don't make it a thing, people. No.
Now, what is the root of this word? Do we know anything? Is there any etymology on this thing?
I don't know of any, but I can look real quick to see. But
okay. I checked Urban Dictionary on the phone just because I wanted to see what was coming. And the first listing is a smear against Hispanic people in the way that they say flick. Like, if you want to flick your beak, as opposed to flick your pick. I was like, okay, that's inappropriate.
Wow.
That's not cool. That's like Indiana. I mean, no.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Most business jokes about Hispanic eyebrows.
The quality of being perfect or on point. Don't really see anything about etymology, though.
apparently, the phrase came from a high schooler in the Chicago suburbs named Kayla Newman, who says she came up with the term on the spot and used it in a 6-second video posted on Vine. We in this bitch finna get crutch, eyebrows on fleek the fuck, she says in a video stroking her eyebrows. That all so came from a Vine video of someone.
Everything comes from Vine.
Being all street.
That is so fetch.
Gabe gets points for the Mean Girls quote. Yay!
Back to some Daniel Brinzisi.
Yes. Oh, very true. Very true.
Anyways, right now it is time to get into our main topic, which mainly deals with some sort of lovely touching. So let's talk about sex. Talk about touch.
What are you doing? What is all this?
That was very Wayne's World.
I just realized it was like, now to our next topic. Ah!
You know, we do have a special effects bar we could use.
Oh, dear.
I'm not sure how much it works, but anyways. Moving on. So let's talk about touch. Let's talk about touch, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about you. Anyways.
Oh, that's right.
So I have no idea where to start.
Okay, so basically, I mean, the concept is talking about massages and happy endings and touch. So the thing is I wanted to start with who has ever had a massage, regardless, I guess, of type or style. And then we can kind of talk more about legitimate massage therapy versus I don't want to say illegitimate, but unlicensed. perhaps more like a masseur type of thing.
I have. And fading into the wall. Anyways, sorry.
I have. I've had many different kinds of massages.
I've had several massages as well. I was lucky enough to have a friend who was going to massage therapy school, and every week he would, after learning a technique, he would then come over and give me a massage and try it out. There were some that were no fun, but
wow.
Especially for some of these techniques.
I was much the same. I had a friend of mine in Atlanta. He was going to learn. He was going to massage therapy school, and he would practice on me, and he even took me to his instructor's house one day, and they both massaged me so they could try out all this different stuff, and it was very, very nice. That was the first real massage I ever got. I've had plenty of dirty men say, come over, and I'll massage you with cherry-flavored wet and some horrible or that warming Astroglide crap. I had many of dirty old men do that. I'm like, can we just skip the massage and just get down to the dirty stuff? But you know, it seemed to have been a draw at some point to say, oh, I have a hot tub, or I will massage you for free. Massage by rubbing hands very, very amateurishly all over me. So, but yeah, I had that was my first real massage. It was 10 years ago plus more. And then I got to where I would actually, you know, find people who were actual massage therapists and buy their services to actually get a real legitimate massage. What are you doing? What's with the... The debonair devil here.
Sorry, I'm playing with the Google effects. Someone turned them on, so now, but anyway.
I turned them on.
Yes, he did.
It's all your fault.
Okay, so both Gabe and Hadrian have been on the receiving end of someone learning massage.
And professional massage.
School.
I have professional massage. A massage.
I thought you paid for.
Mm-hmm. I think I've had like two.
Okay.
Really wish I had one right now, though.
So, in our experience, because I've also had massages done professionally, has anyone had massages done by a person that is not a gay male?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You had to think about that, Gabe. There.
Well, because the ones that were memorable, I mean, there's a At work, on every Friday, we have a massage therapist come in, and you can purchase, you know, a 10-minute massage for $10. And so those massage therapists are men and women, and I just don't even think about it. Especially when I'm sick, like with a head cold or something, doing the whole facial massage thing is so worth it.
Oh, wow.
But what Gary didn't ask, I don't know. No one's answered yet. Never mind. Sorry. I was going to
we'll come back to that. What about you, Adrian? Have they all been gay males, or
I've had non-gay massage therapists. I actually had a friend of mine who was a chiropractor, and he was gay, and he and I were play buddies, and he would do what you know massage, and that he would crack things on me. But he also had an assistant who was a woman, and she was an actual massage therapist. They were kind of connected in the same office together. You know, you came in, you got a massage, and then he'd crack your bones and then send you back to her for another rub down. And I would go just to her and get a massage therapy. And she was very good. It was very professional, you know, that kind of stuff. It was a little more medical as well, and that what she was focused on as far as joint pain. And I have where my ribs connect to my back tend to get strained really bad, and she knew how to massage those just right. And I actually had a problem where I was lifting weights one time, and I sneezed mid-stroke, and I popped a rib from my sternum, and she was able to help me get that reseated.
Oh.
He actually popped it back in, but then she massaged it to make it feel better, and no pain. It was amazing. So, yeah, chiropractic is another form of massage therapy, I suppose you'd have on the list.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. What about you, Jeff?
I literally have only had two real massages in my life, and they've both been by a gay man.
So I have had all of my professional massages by gay men, and that wasn't intentional, but I had to think about it after I asked the question, and I realized that I've never had a chair massage or a facial massage. Friends of mine have. In fact, the food show that my friends and I go to in Cleveland each November, they have a whole flank of probably about 8 massage therapists, and you can get chair massages for, you know, anywhere I think from like 5 or 10 minutes all the way up to like an hour type thing. So yeah, I mean it's interesting to me. So my question is, if you've had both, can you tell a difference in how you're touched? And I don't mean that it gets sexual or turns into the happy ending, which we haven't talked about yet, but do you feel differently about the touch? Like there's an unspoken intimacy, maybe?
Not for me. The massages I've gotten, the ones that were sexual were just definitely erotic. You know, those are the non-paid for ones, of course. When I got massages from gay men, it was, you know, they were all very professional and very much, I'm doing this particular thing. And there may have been some chatter, you know, there was typically some talking in there. It was a little more personal, of course, because, you know, sometimes some people want total silence. Some people want to be talked to. I like talking when I'm getting massages. It's like the haircut thing, when she's cutting your hair. Oh, how was your day, darling? Monsters are such interesting people kind of thing. So that was a little more intimate, as were when I got massages from the straight woman. And it was very quiet. It was more, you know, just doing the thing and like, does this hurt? Have you ever had any problems with this? You know, have you done something to your shoulder? It was more medical questions, I guess. And maybe that was the folly of going to a massage therapist connected to a chiropractor because they're looking for services. So, yeah, there was no difference in the touch, though. It was only a difference in the atmosphere.
Right. What about you, Gabe? Any difference you noticed?
I wouldn't draw the line between gay men and other therapists. What I would draw a line, or where I would draw a difference that you could see, would be between people that are comfortable communicating with touch and people who are clearly just doing a job. There are some people who know how to touch other people and communicate through doing that, and there are some people that, as much as you train them and as much practice as they have, them touching you isn't as relaxing. And that's the whole point of a massage to me, is to be relaxed. So I would say not on the gay versus non-gay line, but I would say that there are some people that are more comfortable touching other people and are better at it.
I think you have a good point about the difference between comfortable versus clinical, and that massage is, it is intimate in that one person's touching another person's body, but on top of that, it's about the comfort between the two individuals. And some people just, I guess by personality, are stiff, for lack of a better word. And so that, like, you kind of sense that. So that might be more a little bit like Hadrian's talking about, where it's more clinical and it's quieter, and there's questions specific about like body issues, meaning, you know, physical things like where pain is and you know, stuff like that, as opposed to, you know, just generalized talk or quiet, that kind of thing. Gossip. Correct. What was your question or statement, Gabe, that you wanted to?
Has anyone given a massage? Because I've given several massages. I am not professionally trained in any way, but I do like I was saying, I like communicating through touch, and I think it's a great medium. And it can be either intimate or it can be affectionate. It can be caring for someone who is experiencing grief. It could, there are a bunch of different ways to communicate with people, and touch in general can be used. And I'm fairly confident that I'm good at breaking people's physical barriers about being touched, and so, or getting past them. And has anyone here given a massage?
I have. I mean, I've given a few massages as best as I can. I mean, it's typically just rubbing and that kind of stuff. I don't try to, like, get my thumbs into people's muscles or anything crazy. Something that drives me crazy is that at a bear event or at a pool or at any, you know, there's always this notorious person who thinks they know how to give a massage, and they come up behind you, put their hands on your shoulders, and take their thumbs and shove them into your spinal cord. Does that feel good?
No.
No, motherfucker, you're fucking bruising me. I've had bruises up here on the back of my neck from where fuckers try to massage me, and I have no idea what the fuck they're doing. And and people who think that the massage is grabbing skin and pinching, like doing like this. I'm like, that's not that's not a massage. That hurts. You're hurting me. So that's what I've experienced from other people. Therefore, I've learned, don't do that bullshit. So when I massage, I'm very gentle. I move things, but I don't try to get my fingers into things. I don't try to act like I know what I'm doing. I also personally like a particular type of massage. And when I give it, I typically do the same thing. And that's where I'm more tactile, in that I don't try to get down to the muscles. I just kind of rub my hand over the skin and provide touch so that it produces goosebumps, you know, goosebumps, goose pimples, whatever you call them, where the skin, like, tightens up and the little bumps show up. I like that. I think that because that causes the little small involuntary muscles in your skin to tighten up and then loosen, and I think that's actually more relaxing to me, and I try to repeat that on other people, and I think it's more communicative, considering I have absolutely no training in massage. So me and Bailey, we rub each other all the time. Like, if one of us isn't feeling good, we roll over to our stomach, the other will rub the other person's back, and that kind of thing. Just kind of relax, provide some touch, warmth through the hand, that kind of thing. So, yeah, that's my extent of giving massages. Gabriel?
What about
you? Instead of giving several massages, I've not been trained in any way, but I know what feels good on me, and I have there are a couple of spots on the body that are pretty common between people feeling bad, like, you know, right here in front of the shoulder blades and in the back. But there's a difference between, you know, I try to use most of my hand instead of that pokey thing that you were talking about is so bad. And I've gotten good feedback, but you also have to listen to the person and feel the person. If they're not comfortable, then it's just back off and do something else. So it's about, for me, it's about connecting and trying to make someone feel better, but also about listening to them. So how about you, Gary? Have you given a massage?
I have not given a technical massage, but I have, in times that I've been intimate with another person, done body rub downs. Is kind of more the way I would phrase it. Because I haven't been instructed in massage, but I've received massage from professional licensed people. I guess I mimic or imitate what some of that that movement that is with the body. So some people have, you know, they compliment, they like it. You know, I had one person ask me if I was actually licensed. I was like, no. So please don't like start thinking like, you know, that this is free or something, because it's not it at all. It's just me, you know, sharing the time and space with another person. When I've done it, I will own that it's very much on the intimacy side. So it's about sharing that space in the physicality, and it's of a sexual nature or arena. So it's not so much about comfort per se, you know, just for the sake of making the other person feel comfortable. It's as a means to an end, so to speak. But yeah, so I have, but it hasn't, you know, been anything connotated to, you know, this is legitimate or, you know. No one's ever asked me, nor have I said to somebody, can I just give you a massage? Because it's not. And it just kind of happens.
Yeah, I haven't really done any major massages. I know I've done some pseudo massages. And, well, sometimes I do use, you know, more fingers and more pressure in a specific area. It's usually because people are directing me. It's like, hey, push a little harder here, and I'll be like, it's more of a spot than a full something that you'd be like using the heel of your palm. But I always try to be, you know, more of that broad pressure whenever it comes to having more pressure into it. But yeah, no one's ever asked me to do a massage, thinking they're looking for a professional thing. My dad used to sometimes sit in front of us kids, and we'd give him like foot back massages. We'd just run our feet across his back and stuff. But that's the extent of masseusionership that I've done.
I had a great uncle who had an extremely hairy back, and he would sit in front of his kids for massages too. But he had all daughters, and they all had like nails, it was like late 80s knee, you know, Lee press on nails thing, and they would scratch his back, like claw at it, he was like a gorilla, and they would claw at him and scratch his back, and that was the massages they'd give him. And I always thought it was creepy, and I remember as a kid thinking it was gross, because one of my cousins stopped and like showed me her nails, and there was like skin under the nails and stuff.
Ew.
I'm like, ew. Even as a little kid, I'm like, he's so hot, but no, kind of thing. Because wow. he was hot. He was bald. He was a nerd. He was chubby. He had a hairy back. I was like 9 years old. I'm like, I want to hang out with Uncle David more. So yeah. But you know. But
back to the whole incest fantasy.
We know what I want. But no, that was kind of something that I saw as a kid, is that there was a lot of tactile touch in my family, of rubbing the neck and rubbing the head. That's something I like a lot, is my skull massage. Not a lot of people just go for that. You have to tell them to do it. And if you have hair and hair product and everything else, it gets a little weird. But Bailey loves it. He loves having a scalp massage, and he rubs on mine too.
Well, and it's also, you know, a great thing to do when, you know, you're getting a nice blow job to kind of be rubbing their person's head.
Don't ever do that to me. I will fall asleep sucking your cock. And you'll start doing the rubbing, and I'm going to...
That's the one thing I miss about having hair, is going to the barbershop and having him wash your hair.
Oh, yes, God. I love that. And they do I don't know if you have supercuts or whatever where y'all live, but they have supercuts here, and they do like the tea tree experience, they call it, and they put tea tree shampoo in your hair and rub it in and scratch your scalp and everything. And I actually had a drag queen that worked at a supercuts in Dallas when I went for TBRU years and years ago, and she had like the freaking, she could type with her fingernails thing, the, you know, freaking Edward Scissorhands going on, and she just rubbed it in my scalp so good, and I was like, I want to marry you, even though you're a black drag queen. little skinny black red queen. I'm like, I want you now. So I just want you to be me.
Just yeah, remember,
like
folks.
That is a thing I really, really enjoy.
Just remember, folks, if you want to put Adrian asleep, give him head.
Yes.
But
twice.
Nice. I agree. In the past, when I used to go to the chain haircut salon stuff, that was like a thing that they were kind of known for, is that they would, you know, do a big head massage, so to speak, with shampoo or conditioner or that kind of stuff. But it's funny that you mentioned that, Adrian, that you would fall asleep sucking dick if someone started massaging your scalp, because a friend of mine in Pittsburgh, for years, like, we would be out, like, for bar night or whatever, and if he was just standing there and it was kind of boring or whatever, I would just reach over with, like, one hand and start at the base of his neck and just kind of, like, start massaging it, and he would turn into a puddle. Like, he would just kind of, like, tilt his head to the side and close his eyes and start purring, and, like, and it was the funniest thing. So every once in a while, like, if we were, maybe a pool party or something, he was, like, sitting in a chair in front of me, I'd walk up behind him standing and just kind of, like, give him a quick scalp massage or whatever. Like, it's just a silly little thing, but, you know, there are guys that really, really react to that really like having their not their face, but their head touched.
I'm one too who likes that.
So it's funny, Hedria, that you said about you fall asleep. I'm not that way. So I don't know, like, I wonder if it's kind of a yes no thing, like, amongst us. Like, Gabe, what about you? Like, if someone was massaging your scalp, is that something that really kind of soothes you and makes you want to fall asleep, or?
Since I don't have any hair on my head anymore, it just annoys the crap out of me to have, like, real light touching. If someone were to, like, you know, like, real quick, you know, an affectionate thing is good, but the thing where Hadrian's talking about the goosebumps and the light touching, no. But interestingly, my friend who was in massage therapy school, every time he came over to give me a massage, halfway through it, fall straight asleep every single time.
And it's just because you're so relaxed. Yeah. Hey, and I barely have any hair. I like it when people work on my head. Besides the fact I have a lot of coworkers who rub my head for luck whenever I've cut my hair.
Well, and that's kind of a thing too. I've noticed that guys who keep their hair shorn, pretty short, like a buzz cut or a flat top or what?
Shorn.
Yeah, it's a word.
So is it the difference between cut and uncut? Is that what you're saying?
They are freshly cut.
No, but I mean, it's a similar thing. You know, so if it's covered all the time, then it's exciting. And if it's uncovered all the time, it's not? I don't know.
No, that's not quite where I was going, Gabe. But my comment is because their hair is so short, especially if it's a fresh cut, I noticed that that's a thing that guys like to do. They like to run their hand over a scalp with, you know, shorter hair. But interestingly, I will say this because we were talking about it before we started the show about me growing my hair out because it relates to my run in the 80s theme. Recently, a guy was talking to me. You know, we're getting flirty and chit-chatty or whatever. And he was standing behind me, and he went to put his fingers through my hair, which is a strange sensation if you haven't had longer hair for a really long time, because I was like – and then all of a sudden, he just kind of grabbed a fistful, and I was like, oh. It cracked me up to no end. And so immediately I was like, do you like that?
He's like, yes, do you like that?
I don't know, it made me laugh. Hey, Jared, what was that? I just thought you were like, no.
Nope, you didn't grab my hair. Nope, you don't. This is fun shit right here. You don't touch it. No, I like running fingers through my hair and everything, but if someone grabs a fistful of hair, I'm grabbing a fistful of balls, and we'll race to the end. I don't like having my hair grabbed at all. I've had some daddy bears, like, their face fucking me or whatever. Like, I kept my hair super duper short for you. This is the longest I think I've ever had it. And some daddy bear a while back just, like, tried to grab a fistful of hair, and I'm just kind of grabbed his wrist. I'm like, no, you're not doing that. That's not happening today. Mm-hmm. It's not on the menu.
You're like, I have your dick in my mouth.
Yeah, right, pretty much. Yep. If you pull, I bite.
Well.
I'm just not into it. I don't like being roughhoused in some ways, and that's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I also don't like when someone, like, goes to kiss me and puts their hand on the back of my head and pulls me in. I'm like, no. I know what the fuck I'm doing. Okay. So when it comes to touch, there are certain times of touch that are extremely bad to me, and grabbing my hair or grabbing the back of my neck for a kiss, no, don't do that. If I want to kiss you, I'll do it. You don't have to encourage me.
Bad touch, good touch.
Bad touch, good touch.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of bad touch versus good touch, how many of us have had naked massages?
Yeah, mine were naked. Well, kind of. There was a towel.
That okay. Was it.
Every one of
draping. I think all of them except the ones at work with the chair massage stuff. But anytime there's a table, yeah, naked.
Same for you, Hadrian?
All of mine have been naked, even the one with the girl. I didn't think about it, actually. I was kind of embarrassed after I realized I had just got naked in front of her without even asking. I just kind of... And then I grabbed the towel, put it around me, and says, okay, I'm going to get on the table. And I got on the table and left the towel drape. And she was totally in line with that. She didn't, she didn't correct me or anything like that. I don't think she was shocked at all. I just did it. Because that's what I've always done with my massages, is you get naked, you get up there on the towel, and you're good.
So
she moved the towel out of the way when she massaged my glutes and my inner thigh, and stuff. She just moved it out of the way. And then when I was on my back, she moved the towel out of the way because she wanted to get to my inner thigh, moved my penis out of the way, and did the massage. And I didn't think anything of it. I was like, okay, she's doing her thing.
Right. So. But was she looking at you when you disrobed and got on the table?
Yeah, she was there.
Oh, okay.
She only had a curtain in the corner for me to change in. I didn't have enough facilities for all that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all the massages I've had, were nude. But all of the massage therapists that I've been with, they all, out of, I think, courtesy or politeness, are fidgeting. I say fidgeting. They're doing something. They're like, you can go ahead and take your clothes off and get on the table and put the towel over you or whatever. But they're like, prepping the massage oil putting the CD of India on or whatever the hell they're doing.
Because anything is weird when they're just like, can I guess, please? It's just everything's weird like that.
It's like, okay. I've got these tasks I need to do in order to do your massage. I need you naked on the table to do the massage. You do that, I'm going to do this. And it just saves time because it's like, okay, so you need to warm the stuff, but you're going to just watch me take my clothes off?
No, they're not going to watch you. They don't care.
Yeah, if they end up seeing you, they're probably not going to care, too. Especially if they're going to be a professional masseuse. You're going to see naked people. You're probably going to see ugly naked people.
Yeah.
You're going to probably see gorgeous naked people as a masseuse. You've got to just think of it as they need to disrobe in order for me to do the job.
Uh-huh.
And just kind of leave it at that, and since, hey, I got to do this other thing, let's save time, I'm going to do this while you do that. You'll be on the table by the time I'm done with this, and then we can just get right to the massage.
Well, so that was one of the... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead, Gabe.
That was one of the things I worked on with my friend who was in massage therapy school, was that he had worked on a whole spiel about undress to your level of comfort and get on the table and put the sheet up to this, up here, whatever. But he wanted to practice on draping people with his sheet that were not comfortable being nude or naked without and some kind of covering. And what I had to work on over several weeks with him was when you're tucking the sheet, because you lift the sheet and move it, when you're tucking it so it stays in place while you're working on an uncovered area, he would just... It was about being rough and rah, rah. I'm like, you need to be consistently strong, but not. And it took him a couple weeks, but he finally understood the feedback. But I know that in schools they teach the people to do draped or undraped, and I guess getting naked to your level of comfort. I know that I'm not comfortable wearing underwear if the rest of me is. It's naked. I mean,
what's the point?
Unless they're really pretty underwear.
And then you're modeling.
But that was an entirely different podcast.
Yes, it was. So from the sounds of it, we've all done nude massages. So that leads to this then, my question. How many of us have had a physical reaction from the massage, whether intentional or unintentional, i.e. that you actually got an erection?
I haven't.
Okay.
I have. One of the first times when I went to my friend's, Mikey in Atlanta, when he took me to his instructor for them to practice on me, I was laid out. I was rolled over on my back, and I think it was a 24 at the time or something like that. And he was massaging me, and he was massaging my thigh, and then he wanted to get to the other thigh, but that's where my penis was laying, and he moved my penis to the other side. And I was there. I was half asleep. I was super relaxed. This was an unusually long massage because they had been rubbing on me for like 2 hours because they were doing different things and instructing. And I was listening to their voices. They both had deep voices. I was like in a trance. And, you know, Launchpad down there decided he wanted a rocket. So just...
Wow, a two-hour massage.
Yeah, it was a very – it was off and on, and they were doing different things and retrying things, and I was getting kind of sore. But, you know, they were starting to move – they were moving towards the lower extremities, and he was rubbing on that part right there, and he moved my penis. And once he moved it, you know, he decided to get up, and he was hard.
He was like, hello.
The instructor was like – and the instructor was very, very matter-of-fact about it, and I could hear him. He was like, sometimes this happens. You just move on and keep doing your thing. You're not working with that. And, you know, just, you know, sometimes, and he even said, sometimes it comes in handy because he keeps it out of the way on both sides. So.
Who knew?
He was very much, because he was straight and he was totally cool about it. I was like, sometimes it happens. Actually, I think I seem to remember him saying it happened. Yeah, actually, I seem to remember him saying it happened 80% of the time that somebody would get an erection from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pretty natural thing. Men's cocks sometimes have a brain of their own.
Yeah. So, and it wasn't a sexual reaction on my behalf. It was just, it was like that weird, sleepy, you know, I'm so bored and now I have an erection. What the hell am I, you know, what the hell are you doing? Why are you up? It was like morning erection kind of thing because I was so sleepy and in and out. It was kind of like that. And I've got erections in other ones too, but those were more appropriate, I guess. Like I didn't get one with a straight girl. But I got one with the I've gotten one with gay guys before because you typically the guys that I do think are attractive, and even the skinny guy, I didn't really think he was attractive. He just, you know, I got a hard on. It was just happened. So,
What about you, Gabe?
I have gotten an erection during massage, but usually it's towards the beginning, and then I get more relaxed and I'm just like out of it. Mm-hmm. I throw myself completely into the moment. I'm going to be relaxed.
So the interesting thing I asked the question about is that from videos I've watched, there tends to be that, you know, you start on your stomach, you know, with your back exposed, and then you end up, there's the flip over moment. And whether you're draped or not is kind of the thing about, you know, now you end up turning over and it's like, oh, well, hello there. which I agree with Hadrian, if they're professional and licensed and stuff, it's not a big deal. They just, you know, and most of the time I think they don't even comment. They just disregard it. Like they just work around and not really say anything or make it embarrassing.
Well, or think to themselves, yes, I don't have to move it.
Also being a big guy with me on my belly, if they're rubbing me in a certain way and they're making my hips move, I mean, that's a humping sensation right there. My pecker is kind of moving against the sheet or the leather or whatever it is, and sometimes that gets things moving a little bit. Actually, I did have a time where somebody massaged my front first and then had me flip over. And because I was covered in oil, my pecker was rubbing in oil on the mat, and I was like, "Well, this
that
is
sounds extra terrible." Sense.
If she keeps fucking rubbing my back, I'm gonna jizz all over her damn table. I had to start thinking dirty things. I'm like, dead puppies, grandma naked.
Oh,
grandpa naked. Oh wait, no, that's good. So yeah, I was like, I knew that would have been super embarrassing. It's if I had involuntarily jizzed all over this woman's table without even thinking about it.
So that leads to the next thing, happy endings. Who has had them? Well, I think we should clarify, make sure everybody knows, for those that are in the audience, what a happy ending is. we're a massage, definition.
It's when the Asian lady says, $5 turnover. $5 release massage.
So basically, the massage notably takes a turn at the end, hence it's called a happy ending, in which you receive sexual gratification and release. We'll kind of put it that way in a little more clinical terminology. So my question was, who all has had a happy ending from a massage?
I have.
Yeah, I have.
I haven't.
Jeff says that was like rejection.
We've only had like two massages.
True. Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting.
Gabe and Hadrian need to come give me a massage with a happy ending.
Aw.
Yeah, I was thinking I'll make a pact with Hadrian. If the three of us are ever at a event, if Hadrian's up for it, we will come and we will give you a massage.
And give you a forehand massage.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now I have to get myself to the next TBRU.
Yeah.
Which will probably be the next time you guys are in Texas.
So I have, and what's interesting is technically the first time I was in San Antonio, actually. I was there for work. Well, not there for work. I was actually in the Rio Grande Valley down in the tip of the state next to the Mexico border. But I'd gone to San Antonio for the weekend in between classes of training. So I went and saw the Alamo and Riverwalk and all that kind of stuff. But I knew I was really kind of in the mood for a massage. And I looked up online, and it is so difficult still to this day to find a nationwide network, website, or anything where you can find gay, male, licensed massage therapists where it's not this whole, you know, escort
Red
kind
boy.
Of thing. I just got done saying that it's not an escort service.
They're not escorts. They're massage therapists on Red Boy.
Okay. And happens to be a bear. It's very interesting, but I end up finding this listing for this guy in San Antonio, an older daddy bear, and I seriously just wanted a massage. So I went and went to his home, and he has his business there, and we talked, and we did the basic massage, and we got to the end, and because of the sense of touch, and like Hadrian was talking about, you know, there are erogenous zones naturally, I think, on a lot of universal bodies. The pelvic area happens to be one of them. And so when you're rubbing, it's kind of like it gets blood flowing and doing stuff. And so I got turned on. And we pretty much reached the end of the massage. And, you know, he said that I don't remember how he made the reference. He said something about, I hope you enjoyed the massage. And I said, yes. And he kept touching me. And then it led to stroking me. And I was kind of like, oh, okay. And it's funny because Adrian, you made the mention about like the extra fee, and I'm laying there and I'm like, do I have to pay for this? Like, is this a prostitution? Like, I don't know what's happening. Like, I know what's happening, but I kind of don't know what's happening.
You're like, so, a lot of happen.
And needless to say, it was awesome. And it was kind of funny because it was like there was a demarcation in the time. Like, you know, we spent the hour doing the massage and we were pretty much done. And he had like wiped his hands on a towel to like get the extra massage lotion or oil or whatever off. And we were just and the whole time we had been talking like, why are you in San Antonio and all this different kind of stuff. And then this happens and it's like, and notably it kind of got quieter and then it turned into a lot of fun. So
you're not complaining.
No, and actually my only complaint / regret about it is that I don't remember his name, and I've been to San Antonio since then, and I've tried looking him up again, not to have so much the happy ending, but like, you know, to be able to reach out to him and be like, hey, do you still do massage and all that different kind of stuff. But like legitimately it was the one and then it was the other. So to speak.
That's what I've experienced too, is that there's this Everyone I had a massage from that led to something else, there was this demarcation line of, okay, now the massage is over. Now this is personal time. And my friend in Atlanta that I played with, he would like get me off the table, put the table away, and then we would play. And everyone else has been like, okay, I'm wiping my hands off. Did you like the massage? Okay, that concludes the massage. And still touching me and that kind of thing, and it kind of led into the next phase of the thing. I've never had one that was just kind of a surprise, grabbing your penis and masturbating you now or anything like that. It was always, there was a lead in of some sort to kind of demarcate, okay, this is no, I'm no longer acting in a professional capacity at this point.
So on the topic of happy endings, has any of us given a happy ending if we've done massage on another person?
Well, for me, the massages I've given in the past have normally been some sort of foreplay. So those have kind of been in the lead in. But I've never given a massage that has led to something else like that, no.
I have not done that. I've given someone massage as a way to get to, but usually we end up cuddling and that's about it. Because we're both exhausted or tired or relaxed, and then
yeah,
and then you wake up, and but it's clearly not part of the massage. My experience though with happy endings has been always with a friend who was just giving who was a massage therapist who was giving massage, but the whole massage was intended to be erotic and a positive experience, and not something that was paid for. So. From beginning to end, even on the fact that it was a table, it was a massage, it was intended to be erotic and was intended to turn me on and turn him on. And we were both naked both times.
Right.
What about you, Jeff?
Have I given a happy ending? Not really. I've had happy endings, but it had nothing to do with the massage.
Prostate massages count.
I just did this morning.
Nice. So, Robert. I think that's interesting. And like we were talking about the line of demarcation, the gentleman I was talking about in San Antonio, he was not naked for the massage. He just had a pair of shorts on. He was, you know, shirtless and no socks or whatever. But when it got to that point and it was pretty much done and he continued touching me and it was leading to something, then he took his shorts off. And that's when I was like, okay, like that's a clue. Like that kind of gives away what's going on in that case. So we mentioned prostate massage. Has anyone received and or given a legitimate prostate massage? And by that I mean like you're trying to massage their prostate or someone is trying to do that to you?
It just happens as a consequence of something else going into that area.
I find that giving a prostate massage while giving a blowjob creates a much better experience for the person. So, mm-hmm. And
My prostate is dead to the world. It doesn't know anything is going on. It just knows that, you know, pee and cum, and that's the only thing it knows how to do. It's a valve, and that's it. It has no erogenous effect on me at all. So rubbing my prostate isn't going to get you very far. But I have rubbed other people's prostates to orgasm without them touching themselves kind of thing. I've done that before, yes.
Interesting.
Gary, you don't answer the question.
And I've given vaginal massages as well, clitoral massages, etc. I've given those as well, which count.
Yep. So I'll answer in a moment, Gabe. Hadrian, have you found a G-spot then? On a woman?
Women? Or men?
On men. On women.
On women, yeah. I've discovered the G-spot on two girlfriends.
Wow.
So on a men, of course, the prostate's kind of an easy target. It's like right there. Touch me. I made one guy pee himself while he was ejaculating at the same time. So his prostate's
right out of his mouth.
I've done that.
Wow, that's like golden snow or something. I don't know what you would call that.
Call it messy because it goes everywhere.
Gold, white.
Is it a white or gold dress or is it a black and blue?
Not really. No.
We are not doing that.
That was the previous show. We have that over and done with.
You lost cool points over that one.
So, in answer, I have not given a prostate massage, but I have received one, which was not a part of a massage. It was, you know, being intimate with another person, and they were like, have you ever had your prostate massage? Like, they just asked the question. I was like, no. And they were like, okay. And they just, like, that was the next chapter of the goal of the, of what we were doing. And I was like, oh, already then. It was very interesting.
But it felt good, didn't it?
It was different. It was not quite what I was expecting. I think in my head, I had hyped up that it was going to be this, you know, like, nuclear launch thing. Like, when the button is hit, like, you know, the world's going to explode and all this kind of stuff. And it wasn't quite exactly that. But I probably was being way too clinical in my head about it. And, you know, expectations are a bad thing. They really are. Because, you know, you have one idea in mind and then something else happens. And you're like, oh, well, that wasn't what I was thinking.
I have another question. Because I had an experience which was almost like a massage. Except only one thing was being massaged, and that was my cock. So would you call that a hand job, and is that another show? Or would that be pretty much a massage? Basically, I was just laying there. He was in between my legs, and he was just using his hands on my cock.
Is that like milking?
He wasn't just going like this. He wasn't just jerking. He was just kind of... And trust me, there were a few times where I was like, oh.
So
it really was more of like massaging my dick, not against my body, but just, you know, just the ways he was playing with my dick.
So the way he was manipulating, he wasn't milking or stroking. Was he using two hands?
Yes.
Okay. That is different, and I don't know. I think you bring up a good question about whether it's a massage or a hand job, and technically...
Or is a hand job a type of massage, or it depends on...
I don't know. When it's erogenous zones only, especially primary erogenous zones, I would consider that more of a hand job, or masturbation is where that falls into, I suppose, mutual masturbation, as where other types of touch beyond erogenous zones would be considered a massage. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And in the essence of foreplay, with the goal being orgasm, I think that kind of exceeds the goal of a massage as well. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even a prostate massage, its goal is not necessarily orgasm. Its goal is ejaculation.
Now
you made everybody think.
Sorry, yeah, those are different things. Ejaculation and orgasm are different things. And they are, and prostate massages are used a lot to help people evacuate when they just can't, because they want to get any kind of bacteria or anything else that's trapped up. I mean, I've heard of people doing them on, you know, patients and that sort of thing, when it just needs to be done.
No, I think that makes sense. So yeah, I guess in what Hadrian's saying, Jeff, in that case, it was more masturbation / hand job as opposed to a massage, despite the technique that's being used.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing I'm interested about, and I kind of mentioned it or touched on it earlier, is seeing videos. Massage, intimate massage, sexual massage is a theme in porn. And so my question, I guess, is do any of us care about it, like it, watch it, fantasize about it?
Star in it. Palm Springs Marathon had two massage themes when I was in it.
Was that intentional? Was that planned, Hadrian? Like part of the plot,
planned.
Quote unquote? Okay.
Yeah, it was the two setups where one of them was I was in the hot tub, and this guy comes out and be, oh, you look tense. Do you need a massage? And I'm like, sure. And he takes me back to his room, lays me on the bed, massages me for a minute, and then I fuck him. And then the other one actually had a massage table where I was in the hot tub. Some guy walks up to me. It was like two scenes that played out exactly the same. They were being lazy with the writing, and because, you know, writing's important. And he says to me, you look tense. Do you need a massage? And actually, as he's leading me back to the room, I, like, turn and look at the camera like, we're doing this again. Because, you know, obviously whoever's watching, if they're paying attention to the plot, this is exactly the same. So and then I go into the room, and he actually had a massage table. And we ended up fucking on the massage table, which was the noisiest thing ever to fuck on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that was meant for fucking.
It was nonstop noise the whole scene.
they do make a massage table that is for rated up to 400 or 500 pounds. It's specifically for bigger people.
Yeah,
just saying.
But I think that the weight distribution of these tables is meant to go straight down. It's not meant for all this or this. It's meant for you to sit on and lay on and get rubbed on, and that's it. They're not meant for high friction activities. And Jeff, I'm surprised you know about this point, because I even made a WoW reference in it. I talked about, I said, the guy says, where are you from? And I said, Goldshire. Dropped the WoW reference in a porno. Nerd? All the nerd boys who've seen it love it.
Mm. Nice. Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, I personally have never really gone for the whole massage thing. I don't know. I don't know. They're always so cheesy, and then it's like, oh, rub, hand job, obvious, no lead in, no real. It's kind of lazy foreplay in some important things. Like, you know. Mm. There's no seduction aspect of it, I guess. Does that make sense?
Okay. So I will own this. One of the guys that I dated is a licensed massage therapist, and that's how we met. And kind of how it all began. I had contacted him. He had listed on his profile on an app that he does massage therapy, and he was willing to work with couples if they wanted to learn some massage technique, just, you know, for the one to massage the other kind of a thing, not, you know, a full-blown massage schooling or instruction kind of thing. And I thought that was pretty interesting. And he said he was always looking for people to practice on or keep his skills on, you know, updated. So I sent him a message. I was like, you are welcome to practice on me anytime you want. And it worked, and he contacted me, and he said, all right, you know, when are you available? And he came over midweek and had the whole get-up and, you know, the massage table and everything, and it was great. It was awesome. And we chatted since then afterwards, and he was going to come back.
Y'all ended up dating, right?
Eventually, yes.
And was there a happy ending?
No.
Okay.
It was a legitimate massage. I did get turned on. He did not do anything.
Okay.
Which, to be honest, it turned me on to him more that he didn't, because it kept it legit. And my thought was, if we continue, you know, to stay in touch and something happens, he's seen me naked. Like, you know what I mean? Like there's no mystery anymore. And we did chat more, and he made a comment about why I was single, and that's kind of how it led into stuff. Notably, that was the only massage I ever got from him. Well, it to me, it became complicated, because then we were dating, and I felt weird about asking him for a massage, because, like, we're dating, and I didn't want to, like, use him for massage. I don't know if that makes any sense.
I'm sure, though, if there were some kind of massage-related emergency, that he would be there for you. Like, if you had, you know, strained yourself during a workout or something, he would be happy to do that if you had asked.
This is true.
Massage-related emergency.
I know. I had to type it out. I thought that was the funniest thing. That's right up there with that's right up there with Hadrian's high friction activities. So yeah, it was pretty interesting to me. Personally, for me, I find watching massage videos a turn on. It's just, and I don't mean like an instructional massage. I mean in porn, like on XTube and that kind of thing, where you know it's going to lead to the fun. Wow. Okay. So that made everybody quiet.
No, just thinking about it. I mean, there's a. I mean, like I dated a chiropractor, and I never asked him to rub on me or anything like that. And I was kind of like, I want him to rub on me, but I'm not going to ask him. He does it for a living. I think the only thing he did, because he's a chiropractor, and chiropractors crack things, they don't rub things, is I had like my ear was plugged up or something like that. And he like rubbed and like grabbed my earlobe and did this pull, and then my sinus opened up like magic. It was my earlobe just got pop, and then it was drainage. I'm like, that's creepy. And I'm like, I don't want to date you anymore. You know black magic or something. It was very strange.
It's not black magic, Adrian. It's just he understands the body and the connective tissue, and he was able to know that You have the Eustachian tube that connects to the throat, and there's drainage in the sinuses, and,
no,
you know.
That shit was weird. If that was possible, there should be a chiropractor on every corner helping motherfuckers out when they got a plugged ear, or they should set up a shop in the freaking airport. You know, just popping people's ears all day long. It'd be amazing. They can make $1 million. $100 of ear pop. People will pay that shit.
All right.
Wow.
That's true. In any case. You know what? I think it's about that time.
Okay.
All right. So let's move on. Let me see if I actually have this. If anybody can hear that. So let's start off with my little Tumblr here. We have a guy on the pedestal. His name is Fiery Biscuits, a.k.a. Alexander? Was it? I forgot.
He's super hot.
Yes, he's gorgeous. And he posted, actually, he blogged a pic of him and somebody else. There's him and the guy cuddling in bed, and then cuddling in bed, and then the guy with his cock at his ass, and then lying on top of him, and then kissing his neck, and then, like, right behind him. A great way to start the morning is to tease the hell out of Fiery Biscuits. Fiery Biscuits says, I do dub being teased.
Cute. Well, my Tumblr pick is exactly what we were talking about. It's a screen capture from a gentleman getting a happy ending. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's a big, beefy gentleman. He's naked. Sorry, it's on my other screen, so in case people are like, why do you keep turning away? And, yeah, it's one of those things where I'm like, damn it, I need to see the video that this came from.
You know, there's a lot of, I know we're kind of moving off the subject and kind of in the show, but I want to mention, there's a lot of videos out there of, like, hidden camera where people who do massage therapy are going to, like, get big, you know, strong, straight guys in there and then give them a handy right there. And I can say that something that weirds me out about them is, this sounds weird, so I'm going to go and just blurt it out and we can debate what I mean later. They look like they're getting molested. Like, they're very stoned. They're just kind of laying there like, oh, God, what am I doing? Oh, this is happening to me. This feels good. I'm going to come. Oh, God, maybe I am bisexual. Like, you can see this range of emotions, even though their face is stone, and they're just laying there, and this guy's because of the hidden camera aspect of it. And that's what really makes me think this is some pervert massage therapist who probably needs to have his license taken away, even though this is incredibly hot. And, you know, I've always wondered about those kind of videos and that kind of stuff, and that, you know, how do people who are uninitiated as we are feel about getting a massage with a happy ending without expecting it, at least any mental preparation for it at all? Just a thought.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the videos that you're talking about, Gabe, where it sounds like they're...
Adrian. Gabe actually has to go soon.
Oh, he's running out of headphone power.
Yeah, so... So Adrian, I haven't seen those type of movies, so I don't know. I mean, I've seen some hidden camera massage videos, but the person that's receiving the massage doesn't seem to be, like, you know, I don't know, from the way you're making it sound, it sounds like they're altered, like they've been drinking or smoking pot, or I don't know, like they're not, I guess, just going for a massage in this case. The ones that I have watched, the guys know that they're going to be getting a happy ending. Like, there's no surprise or discussion or whatever. So it seems to be a part of the thing they sign up for, I guess.
There was a series of videos that leaked some years ago, and they're spattered about, like, X videos. They've been taken down a bunch of places. But it was a guy who was a sports massage therapist for a hockey team. And he was basically giving the whole team hand jobs, it looks like. But there was a whole leak of that some years ago where his VCR tapes got out, kind of thing.
Oh.
So, and they were always very strange in that the guy was into it, but it was like the unspoken bisexual wall of, I'm doing this and I'm enjoying it, but we don't talk about this and we don't make eye contact, kind of thing.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if it happens, it does, and that's up to them, you know, whether they enjoy it or they don't.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the guys did not know they were on camera, which that's also not really cool.
Absolutely not cool. Definitely not.
Yeah. But in today's day and age, I mean, that's like, you know, all I see, not all I see, a lot more now in Tumblr than anything, or even on Facebook, I see tons of pictures of guys out in public, you know, that are being captured on film or, you know, whether it be still photograph or video, you know, because someone thinks they're hot. And I guess just in today's day and age now, my perspective is, you know, that you have to recognize that you're going to be on film everywhere. It doesn't matter what you do or where you go.
Yeah.
And I think we've got one more thing to do. Hit our links. I do want to say we got mine spoiled earlier because it's the Cards Against Humanity from Tabletop, Season 3, Episode 10. It is one of the funniest Tabletop episodes ever. So if you've been watching our Cubs Against Humanity shows, this is so much better. I just really, really want to see their full length version because, of course, they edit it for time. But on occasion, they release the extended editions, which is funny and it's cool. Hilarious. Booze comes into play during the show. So.
Oh, goody.
Oh, boy.
So definitely check it out, Tabletop Cards Against Humanity.
As I believe Chester recommended to us the next time we play, that clothing be optional and alcohol be mandatory or something like that.
Something like that. No, he. I think it was just like, I think this would be a drinking game, and I like that idea. And then he said, then there's also like clothes could be taking off. And I'm like, well, we're on YouTube. There's limits anyways.
That's true. Very true. All right, so my pick for the week actually is from the Tested YouTube channel, which is Adam Savage, one half of Mythbusters. He and Will and Norm, they have the Tested like business that they operate, and they do a whole bunch of podcasting that are video-based, and the one piece of it that they do is called Show and Tell, so they actually, one of them talks about a particular product or item. And in this case, I thought it was cool. Norm has a thing for replica Star Trek tricorders. He's a Star Trek fan, and he's been on the search for one that's pretty authentic in looks and sound and feel, so he kind of talks about that. So for the Star Trek fans out there, I thought you might find that interesting. He kind of compares that to a previous one. He apparently had an obsession in the 80s or whatever, and he was a kid with a plastic one that had all the sticker decals, but of course it didn't do anything. And now there's one that actually lights up with LEDs and makes the sounds and all that kind of stuff. So. Please. I suggest you check out the channel, watch the video, and maybe subscribe. Check out their stuff.
Yep, and Gabe had to go, but this is the end of the show. You can find Gabe anywhere on the internet as, on Tumblr as Gabe's Weekly Dose, as well as Mr. Major, so on Google+. You can find us at cubsoutloud.com. You can shoot us an email, cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/cubsoutloud, Facebook.com/CubsOutLoud. Don't forget about the COL entourage there. Google+, Google.com/+CubsOutLoud. There's also the COL entourage on Google+. You can also go to our favorite website, the official Bear website of Cubs Out Loud at bearunderground.net. Please pop over to iTunes, leave us a review, 5-star, 4-star. I will read it on the show word for word. Trust me, I read a dead baby joke that was put in there. I will read whatever you put there. Also, review us on Stitcher. I got a link on the website, so you can actually go to our Stitcher page and leave a review as well. Find me anywhere on the internet as Box Set Box, Puppy Box, Scum Box, something or other.
And I am known pretty much everywhere on the web as Gabber73.
Major?
And I'm known as HadrianM.com. You can find me there and go anywhere else you want to go from there.
Sorry, we're at a deadline for getting Gary out of here. So,
no worries.
With that, say goodnight, everybody! Bye!
Bye, everybody!
Careful! Stop broadcast!